Special for you.
It's time for Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.
This is something special for you.
Here's your host, Ben Criddle.
Like this.
Welcome in, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Criddle, broadcasting live from our Les Schwab Tire Studio. Go in to any Les Schwab Tires location and get yourself the best tires, the best rims, the best service, providing the superior value, always building customers for life. People at Les Schwab will always take care of you, especially when you mention ESPN 960. The safety of their customers always is on their mind. They believe in building customers for life. So if you need tires, you need rims, stop by any Les Schwab center along the Wasatch Front for that superior service and peace of mind. Keep us locked in. Got a great show for you. Just drop some news on a new hire that BYU Athletics has made, BYU football specifically, regarding the strength and conditioning program. They have officially hired a director of football strength and conditioning at BYU. So very excited to talk about this. Keep us locked in. We're going to break it all down for you. 960 AM dial. You can stream us on the website, ESPN960sports.com, the TuneIn app, the ESPN 960 app. You can download the app from the respective app store. Tell your smart speaker, hey, smart speaker, listen to Cougar Sports with Ben Criddle. Hey, smart speaker, listen to the ESPN 960 app. You can download the podcast as well. iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Give us a rating. Give us a review. We appreciate it when you do. You can follow me on Twitter at Criddle Benjamin. Follow us on Twitter at ESPN 960 Sports for all my questions and polls of the day. You know how I do it. Chime in. Want to interact with you. Would love to converse with you. You can also hit me up on the call-in line for all you Cougar fans in Cougar Country, 844-442-0960. That's 844-442-0960. All right, lots of news and notes to get to. Why don't we fire up the ESPN 960 starting lineup music so I can introduce you to my co-hosts and the rest of the star-studded cast who will be joining us for this Thursday, June 8th edition of Cougar Sports. Coming in hot, he had filled in quite nicely in my absence. Co-hosting all week?
Except for Monday was a holiday.
Okay, yeah, so 4 days straight.
Four straight days.
Cougar Sports Insider.
Jared Lloyd is gone, so I'm running the whole sports department of the Daily Herald by myself, too.
This guy is a beast. He's a monster. Did a fantastic job allowing me to take some time off from this fantastic show. Double D, Darnell Dixon of the Daily Herald, the Daily Herald. What's up, Double D?
Yeah, we had a good week with Brian Logan co-hosting with me, and then Brandon Gurney and Sean Walker. We talked to Toby Christensen. I know I sent you that article.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
About Todd Christensen. He's trying to get his dad into the Hall of Fame. And he had to learn all of the ins and outs of kind of how that lobbying works with the voters. I really hope it happens. It's difficult because there's so many worthy candidates that are part of that senior group that didn't get in on their first try.
Yes.
And so you just have to have somebody in your corner that goes into those discussions as a voter and says, we need to get Todd Christensen in the Hall of Fame. And when you compare the numbers that Toby gave us, it looked great. So I hope that happens. But that was a fun interview to do last week. Talked some BYU soccer because they had some of their schedule come out.
No doubt.
And, of course, lots of BYU football. We had a good week. Even though you were gone, we still felt your presence here.
Hey, I appreciate you. You still felt my presence. Is that a shot at me?
No. We always know that even though you're laying there on the beach or by the poolside, you're thinking, "What are those guys doing to my show?
Hey, no, that's not true. I trust you guys. You guys know how I run my show. Look, we got the rundown. We got the guests lined up. We got it all. Appreciate you being here, Double D. The starting lineup's still a work in progress, but we're going to have Jay Drew on the line at 4:05. Very excited about that. We got Gavin Lee on the social media, and we have Ronald Weaver III behind the glass. Ronald, how the heck are you? How you feeling today? Feeling pretty excited about this news drop, and BYU has made that new hire within the strength and conditioning room, Ryan Phillips, Director of Football Strength and Conditioning of BYU. I like this hire. Cougar Nation, do some research. We're going to be breaking it all down today. What do you think about this, Ronald Weaver III?
Well, I like it that they've added somebody in that room because we heard it, I believe it was from John Nelson himself, that when they've been going through their training, it's less more, you know, about the size and strength now and explosiveness. So their training is improving, and they're getting ready for the Big 12. So I really like this hire, and I believe that it will help BYU, you know, conditional-wise, strength-wise, going forward, because they're going to be playing a lot of tough games, you know, this year. This is going to be a conference game. If every game is going to be a shootout to the end, it's going to be a dogfight, and you need to be ready. You need to make sure that, you know, you got the body ready and to recover the right way. So I'm excited about it.
Love it. Darnell Dixon's the one that essentially broke the news. He went over to the Kidney Foundation Golf Tournament, sat down with Kalani Sitake, alongside who else was there from the media?
Jay Drew, he and I were the only ones talking to Kalani afterward.
Gotcha.
Usually it's a situation where you talk to him, then you talk to Kyle Whittingham from the Utes, but Kyle took off midway through the round because apparently there was a hot prospect in town. He had to go wine and dine.
Sure.
So his defensive coordinator,
Morgan Scally,
mm-hmm. who actually won the long drive contest.
He's an athlete.
He can hit it far. He filled in admirably, but it was just Jay and I talking to Kalani, and I always find it interesting. Kalani's so personable when you're just talking to him. He gave us both bro hugs. You know, we're members of the media. He doesn't have to do that. And then,
does it feel good with Kalani giving you bro hugs?
It does. But then we start asking him questions, and then he drops into Kalani mode, which is definitely giving as little information as possible and not stressing too much. But
sure,
we did get some things out of this. Reading between the lines, I think we found a few nuggets, and that was one of them. Mm-hmm. Because we did ask him, how is that being handled? Because there's some hires that have been made. There's some hires that need to be made within strength and conditioning. And he said between Skyler Main and Colby Clausen and Ryan, and we started digging into that, Ryan Phyllis, who on his LinkedIn page says he is BYU's strength and conditioning director. So there you go. It's been a hire. They've not announced it necessarily yet. They still have some other things they're trying to do. Billy Nixon left and went to Bill Barr.
That's another thing I want to delve into today is, like, all right, Billy Nixon is heading over to Bill Barr.
And all that stuff.
He went from equipment, essentially director of football equipment operations to, and I can't remember the exact title, I can pull it up, to director of football operations,
right.
And then he just made the jump to, I think, like marketing director, over at Built Bar. So that's a loss. Billy's been huge for the BYU football and the athletic department, I think, BYU football program. So that's a loss. Where do you hire? Do you hire within or do you hire from without? If you hire from within, who you're looking at to replace Billy Nixon? Because BYU does that. I think they look within first and then they go to the outside. Not all the time, but I think in certain situations like this, I think they're going to hire from within.
Yeah. And when we're talking to Kalani about the sports scientist, I asked him about travel because as an independent, BYU has done quite a bit of traveling.
Yes.
But because they're in a conference, it's kind of designed differently because you're doing those at a different time of year than they generally did. And so I asked him, how do your strength and conditioning program leaders, your sports scientists, Skyler Main and Colby Clausen, how do they look at that? And what I found interesting was Kalani said, you know, they come up, we're definitely talking about a plan, but it's something that's specialized to each individual player. And you think about how many guys go on a road trip, 60, 50, 60, something like that, when they take them on the road. As far as athletes, they're not saying, here's a blanket way that we prepare for traveling to West Virginia, right? They're not saying, everybody do this. They're saying, we're going to examine every single individual. We're going to look at their makeup, how they perform best, and put them in a situation where they can perform at their best when they play in this game. So these programs are individually designed. So they might say to an offensive lineman, okay, I need you to hydrate, you know, with 80 ounces of water on game day. Or they may say to a defensive back, we need you to take a nap in the middle of the day because you perform better once you're rested. I'm just making those things up. I don't know what they are. But they are specialized for each individual athlete, which I thought was kind of a cool way to look at it, which would lead you to believe that when they perform in the weight room, they aren't just saying, okay, offensive lineman, go over there and do this. They're saying, this offensive lineman do this, this offensive lineman do that, this offensive lineman do this. So they're making them specialized programs to try, and that takes a lot of experience. It takes a lot of planning. And so when we talk to Kalani about who's in charge over there, because they haven't sent out a press release, they do have some other hires they're still trying to make. He said between Skyler and between Colby and Ryan, those three guys are running things. Okay, and the feedback that Kalani has gotten from the players has been very positive. Now, you would expect that it's off season and everybody's feeling good.
It's honeymoon.
Honeymoon
phase.
But it's good to hear that there is feedback for Kalani from the athletes saying, I like what we're doing here training-wise. I feel strong. I feel faster. They're making gains that they can see, mm-hmm. like in chart. So, you know, as we look at how this team prepares for fall camp, we know they're bringing in 20, you know, new guys from the transfer portal. They've got all kinds of players coming in from preferred walk-ons to return missionaries to the class 2023. All of these athletes are being treated and designed. They're being looked at individually to design the right program for them. And those are the three guys that are in charge of that.
Well, it's an interesting hire. I want to delve into it in the nitty-gritty. We'll continue to discuss it. Darnell Dixon having broken the news. We're chatting about it. You can check out the article he penned. He penned a piece in the Daily Herald. BYU Shiitake experiences success at annual Kidney Foundation golf benefit. He gets into it a little bit with his conversation with Kalani. You can check out the quotes there. But we're going to get into the rest of our starting lineup here as I break it all down. Going to add a few more guests right now. It's me, Double D, Gavin Lee, Ronald Weaver, and Jay Drew at 405. Stay tuned. Lots to get to. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. Always brought to you by our good friend at Greenify Energy Savers, greenifyenergysavers.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to present our dancers with their interpretation of the Nitty Gritty.
So anyways, let's get down to the Nitty Gritty.
The Nitty Gritty, always brought to you by Greenify Energy Savers, greenifyenergysavers.com. And Greenify Energy Savers looking to help you with your utility bill. New energy efficiency federal tax credits are here, and the federal government is paying for 30% of the cost to make your home more energy efficient. Now, coupled with those existing utility rebates available, you could save more than 50% off energy efficient improvements that will make your home warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer. If you're not sure why your home is uncomfortable or you feel your utility bill is getting out of hand, Greenify Energy Savers is ready and willing to take your call. They'd love to support you. 801-948-4464. That's 801-948-4464. GreenifyEnergySavers.com. Let them know you heard it on ESPN 960 for that VIP treatment. Whether you're looking at insulation, whether you're looking for solar, they have answers for you. They can help you navigate it and save the most money in the long run. Great customer service from huge BYU fans, Wick Parker, Aaron Parker, brothers in arms, and happy and willing and ready to help you out with your utilities. 801-948-4464, 801-948-4464, greenifyenergysavers.com. So, Ryan Phyllis, he is the, you know, per his LinkedIn, he is the new director of
football strength and conditioning.
Football strength and conditioning.
At BYU. Right.
So I think I don't know what Skylar Mayne's official. I mean, they're kind of over the sports science department and strength and conditioning. They oversee it, Dr. Skylar Mayne and Dr. Colby Clausen. But they've made a hire and they're moving forward with it. What do we know about Ryan Phyllis?
So his first of all, he played Big Ten football at the University of Indiana as a defensive end. His bachelor's degrees were in telecommunications and exercise science. All right. Then he went to Mississippi State, got a master's of public health, and then he was an assistant strength and conditioning coach at Mississippi State. Went to University of Virginia for Bronco Mendenhall, was an assistant strength and conditioning coach there. Was at Purdue for 3 years. As an associate director of strength and conditioning and senior associate director. And then he went to Louisville from January 2023. So he wasn't there very long, about 6 months, as the associate director of strength and conditioning at the University of Louisville before indicating on his LinkedIn page that in May of 2023 he was hired as director of football strength and conditioning at BYU. So that's what we know about him. He college playing career in the Big Ten and has been at several stops, including one with Bronco Mendenhall at Virginia, most recently at the University of Louisville, and now his first director of football strength and conditioning job. So he's a younger guy. He graduated from Indiana in 2013. Mm. So that would make him right around 30, I would guess, 30, 32. Sure. Something
young,
like that. Yeah.
Full of energy, yeah. Optimism, mm-hmm. You know, ready to take the world, you know, take the bull by the horns.
Yes. And it's a collaborative effort, I think, that's important to note with Skyler and Colby, because their sports scientists give them a certain, both of them have a certain way of looking at things and how to approach things. And Ryan, as a strength and conditioning coach, has a way, but they all look to work collaboratively. And that's the way that Kalani expressed it, was they work together. That's those three guys as they approach trying to keep these guys healthy. I mean, that's the number one goal, to keep the team healthy so that when we get to week 10, they're not playing fourth and fifth string guys who just don't have much experience. Mm. They're hoping that they can find a way to keep them all healthy. And there's always going to be some injuries. And it seems like at BYU the last couple of years specifically, by the end of the year, everyone is just thrashed. And they're trying to avoid getting to that point. They tried a lot of different things. If you think about mm-hmm. last year trying all the mass substitutions on defense, mm-hmm. that wasn't necessarily just to put in second and third string players. It was to keep your first string guys healthy enough to play at the end of the year. You need to have that kind of depth in the Big 12, and that's what those three people together are trying to get to a point where they understand why certain players are injured. And Kalani's talked about how hard they go in practice, how much they hit, is totally dependent on what his sports scientists are telling him.
Yeah,
he asked them, can we scrimmage today or can we scrimmage on Friday? And they look at it and say, yeah, that would work, yes, with what we've been able to evaluate from our data. So all of that is coming together this summer, and we will see how it works in the fall and into October and November. But that's the goal, keep them healthy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think from the reviews that I've received over the last, 2 weeks, right, and I've been sitting on this for a while and just kind of, I thought a press release would be out by now because
I thought so as well.
But because they're already running things. But this is the problem. These hires are being made during the summer months when people are taking vacations. We're all trying to take a little bit of time off, be with our family, our friends, rejuvenate,
yeah.
Maybe get a little suntan, and the sports media world is literally 24/7, 365 if you let it, yeah. If you want it to be. It is. So I'm not saying there needs to be a press release, and I'm not saying, oh, where are they at with this? No. Eventually it gets out, and I don't think it's that big of a deal that we're talking about it today because Kalani mentioned his name to you, so yes. You're doing your due diligence. I feel perfectly comfortable talking about it today. But you look at the connections here. I'll make a few connections. He was assistant strength and conditioning coach at Virginia for 2 years. To me, that's probably one of the biggest connections between him, Ryan Phyllis, and BYU right now. Why? Well, you have a lot of BYU guys that are now at that were at Virginia are now back at BYU.
Kelly Papinga.
Well, yeah. Justin Anderson.
Yeah.
Patrick Hickman.
Yeah.
Like, go down the list of Virginia guys that came back. And there's plenty. Kalani can also reach out to anyone that was at Virginia. Sure, Bronco's been making the rounds. I don't know if everybody knows it. Bronco's been going up to every practice, all the practices, not BYU, but at least I don't think he's arrived at BYU yet. But I know he's taken visits to a number of schools in the state, outside of the state, just kind of visiting and refamiliarizing himself and maybe reintroducing himself. Anyway, he can go. Kalani can reach out to any one of the individuals on that former staff and discuss it with them. So I think that's the BYU connection, my personal opinion. He's been at BYU since May, per his LinkedIn. So now for 2 months, he's been in his new role as director of football strength and conditioning. I'm sure there was some onboarding the first month. I think he's probably been boots on the ground, really working it for the last month or so, architecting, structuring, setting up what his program is going to look like and how specialized it's going to be. Now, he is limited on staff as is.
Right.
They're still hiring and they're still putting everything together. But I think over the last 2 months, he's been getting his staff together. And I'm sure we'll find out who those assistant strength and conditioning coaches are, how robust the personnel is and what this this strength and conditioning program is going to be like. I think earlier this week when we were at Built Bar, one of my question of the day was, what will this, how impactful will the strength and conditioning program be this offseason? In your first year heading into the Big 12, this is important. Colby Kloss and Dr. Skyler Main. But what I didn't bring up, obviously, because I'm trying not to tick anybody off. Anyway, Ryan Phyllis. So I'm glad that you're the one that broke this and not me. So you can be in trouble when it's all said and done.
They can get mad at me.
They can get mad at Double D rather than me. But I really do like the hire. I've heard from as many sources that I have available that they are extremely excited, and obviously Kalani Sitake has signed up off of it. I've interacted with him. He's got posture. He's got intonation. He leads a room. I've seen him interact with individuals in a room, and I said, look, I like how he commands a room. So very excited about it. This is a good hire. I'm intrigued. And it's honeymoon. It's honeymoon phase, but I guarantee you, going forward, the strength and conditioning room will be, I believe, a place where objective data and analytics are used on a day-to-day basis to make decisions, to create a specialized program for individual players and position groups. And if you do that, lo and behold, you're going to get a better return on investment from your players. You're going to see not only the marginal growth of day-to-day great choices and habits, you're going to get macro growth in the long run collectively from your squad.
And think about how valuable this is when you bring in somebody as an athlete to your university. You do a baseline measurement. All of their measurements from height, weight, body percentage, fat, all that stuff that can help you to determine what's the best way to train them. And then once you start that process, all through their college career, you can refer to that and see where they're at and make adjustments. This is something that back in 2012, 2013, Nebraska was starting to do. They showed us in the stadium. They had this scientific equipment that they could measure, and they would take an athlete when they were freshmen and go, okay, here's their baseline. This is what they started with. And then you just go throughout their career, and you keep measuring and see where they go. That's where it kind of started. A lot of the bigger schools, a lot of the P5 schools have been doing this already. I think BYU has done some of it, but the hiring of Skyler Main and Colby Clausen, I think that really solidified them into, okay, let's take a look at this data and see if we can figure out how it can benefit us through our sports scientists. And they're starting to do that more, and we should be able to see some of the benefits of that coming up this year.
One of the other things that you brought up I want to mention here is you have a new school of players coming in, and with that you need a new school of coach. You do. You have to adjust to it. Old school mentalities just aren't going to work in most cases, and that includes strength and conditioning program coaches. I like that he's young. I like that he's been in Power 5 institutions. And you go down the list of places where he's been, from Indiana University to Mississippi State to Virginia, Purdue, Louisville, most recently now BYU. You got yourself an up-and-coming, rising star in the strength and conditioning world. Remember the excitement around the strength and conditioning room? I want to say when Frank Wintrick came around, like, it was big.
It was.
I don't think Frank Wintrick was perfect by any means, but he ended up following Bronco and then ended up at UCLA, and now he's out of the college football sports performance world. I think he's focused more so on military, I think. I'd have to look up exactly what his new role is, but that was the last that I'd heard. It's not for everyone. It's a grind. It's difficult. But you need it young, energetic, positive, accountability-driven, attention-to-detail architects in that strength and conditioning room. And I think you have three, and Ryan Phyllis, Colby Clausen, and Dr. Skyler Main. Skyler Main had already created for himself a fantastic resume, and I would say he had a rapport in the community amongst the high school, collegiate, and professional ranks. You can go down the list of players from Utah State, Utah, BYU, that trained with Dr. Skyler Mayne. Colby Clausen, having been a former BYU great, and then going to physical therapy school, becoming a physical therapist, and then also becoming a teacher, I think his background is amazing in being kind of a liaison between the medical and the strength and conditioning side of things. Because there are two guys during that era, like 2008, 2009, 2010, that really led the weight room, and they are Colby Clausen and Jordan Pendleton. Those were the two guys. They were leading the way in the weight room and how to lift, how to perform on the football field as well. So very excited about this. Ryan Phillips, congratulations. He's been now in his position for 2 months, director of football strength and conditioning at Brigham Young University. Check it out. Learn more about him. Maybe, just maybe, the media will interview him if he wants to. He may not want to. It's all dependent.
It'd be
right?
nice if he were a little more media friendly than they've had in the past.
Well, it does create positive PR, and yeah. People want to talk about change. You know, one of my favorite movies is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? You like that movie?
I do. It's a very, very funny.
Do you know one of the scenes where it's like the sweep of change? You know, talking about
I don't
the
know if
political.
I'm watching
you don't
that
know
often.
What?
I don't know.
What?
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Like, there's always the, right, isn't politicking all about, you know, the change, sweep of change, bona fide sweep of change? Anyway, that's what I think about, right? The sweep of change. Homer Stokes. Anyway, we're going to go to break. Sweep that strength and conditioning program clean, and let's start anew. We'll see what happens. All right, we're going to go to break. Question of the day, poll of the day coming up next. Chime in on it. Which conference, from the outside looking in, looks most disjointed, most in disarray? Which conference looks most disorganized and less unified right now? ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, Big 12. All of them have their issues right now. ACC has had multiple reports coming out that they want a merit-based revenue model, revenue distribution model. So whoever gets the most viewers, whoever's winning the most, like those are the ones that get maybe the most money. I don't have details on it, but we know that Miami is not happy. We know that other schools, maybe Clemson's not happy in the ACC. All of the big wigs just not happy with their current grant of rights. They want to restructure it. There's a little bit of, lack of unity. Big Ten right now, they're, even though they have a billion-dollar deal, the Big Ten's former commissioner put the current commissioner in a very difficult situation. They can't expand. They can't do anything until they figure out everything, get into all the nooks and crannies, all the minutiae of that particular media rights deal. The Pac-12 hasn't even got a deal yet. They could be on the CW for all we know. And then you have the Big 12, who's looking to maybe go international, go play in Mexico. One Utah fan said on Twitter, "I've never seen more disorganization in my life." Interesting commentary. Chasing every school in existence and thinking expanding into Mexico is a good idea. What the heck is going on with that nut job conference? I think there's an old adage for this. We'll talk about it on the flip. This is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. And that's my
best across. Just like the Cougar football team, Ben Criddle was built, not born. And since 2009, he's built himself into the go-to source on the radio and online for all things BYU. This is Cougar Sports with Ben Criddle on ESPN 960 and ESPN960Sports.com.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Criddle, broadcasting live from our Les Schwab Tire studios. Stop in at any Les Schwab Tire location on the Wasatch Front. Mention ESPN 960. Get the VIP treatment that you need and get some discounts on tires, some rims, whatever it is that you need as far as service is concerned. Les Schwab is here to provide you with the best customer service to make sure you have peace of mind when you're driving out there on these Utah roads. Darnell Dixon, Daily Herald by my side. the man who broke the news on the new strength and conditioning coach, Ryan Phillips, the director of human performance and football strength and conditioning, Gavin Lee on the social media. We got my man, Ronald Weaver III, behind the glass. And he chose as the band of the day. Great choice. That's a vibe. That's a jam. I'm feeling it. Mark E. Bassey, Till I Get Found. Great song. Band of the day, Marky Bassey, and song of the day, Till I Get Found, brought to you by RoyalArmyBrand.com, BYU Swagger to buy fans for fans. You got to stay loyal to the Royal. Always rep the Y the right way. Purchase all your BYU licensed apparel at RoyalArmyBrand.com. And by the way, we're having a pop-up shop this Saturday. Love it. If you're looking for the best fine twine linens of Brigham, come on by 10 to 2 p.m. at Day's Market in Provo. Come hang out with us. ESPN 960 going to be there. We're at the Day's Market. See the latest BYU. Talk some BYU sports. Eat the Valley's best donuts and much, much more. We'll see you there on Saturday. Double D, which conference right now would you say is most disjointed, most disorganized, most chaotic? ACC, Big Ten. There's drama everywhere, by the way. There's misalignment everywhere. There are arguments being had maybe within every conference commissioner, president, and athletic department meeting, Zoom calls. So which one's most disjointed? Pac-12, Big 12? What do you think?
I think it's got to be the Pac-12 right now, just because...
Low-hanging fruit. Why are you attacking the Pac-12 at all?
Well,
you know, how dare you? How dare you? You, who else? Dennis Dodd, Brett McMurphy, all out to just completely undermine the credibility of the Pac-12.
However they respond to any criticism, I always go back to, where's your TV deal? Where's your new media deal? Where is it?
Well, it's been reported that the new media deal it has been verbally agreed upon. It's been agreed upon. We have an alliance between the university presidents of the Pac-12 that we and George Kliavkoff that we got a deal done. It's not in writing,
which means it's not done.
But but we trust each other. We all want to.
We look each other in the eye. We trust each other.
Hey, they said it. We looked each other straight in the eyeballs and shook hands on it. It's going to happen.
Yeah. I suppose perspective is kind of where everyone leans this way. What's your perspective? What teams do you follow? You know, Utah fans seem to think everything's fine. Whenever BYU fans say, hey, look at us in the Big 12, they say, oh, it's not that big a deal. We're going to get it done. We're in a good place. And I mentioned this on the show last week, Ben, that right now, if you're a BYU fan, you have to be thinking things are pretty good. Mm. Going into the Big 12, they got the TV deal done. You know, they've got a commissioner who is forward-thinking and proactive. And man, I'm just really that a BYU fan would say, I'm so glad I'm not in Utah fans' place right
now.
But that can change instantly. That's the way this works in college sports.
Yes.
And because Utah has had a big advantage over the last dozen years being in the Pac-12. There's no question they gained an advantage in visibility, in money, in how they grew their program. It's very easy to see. And that has turned, I think, when BYU got invited to the Big 12 and then beat Utah the next day, things started turning towards BYU. And right now, I would say BYU fans have to think we're in a pretty good spot. But if the Pac-12 gets this media deal done and they have success on the field and they start to look a little better, then things change a little bit. So you enjoy it while you have it, but that doesn't mean it's permanent. If you're Utah, you're looking at that dozen years in the Pac-12, think, man, we really gained a lot. Everything really turned out well for us. Right now is not one of those times, though, because they have to be thinking, sure, everyone says they want to stay together, but we keep seeing these reports about Colorado wants to leave, Arizona wants to leave, and Arizona State won't let Arizona leave by themselves. If Arizona leaves, Arizona State is going to try to do everything they can to make sure they don't do that separately, that they go together, all right? Does Oregon and Washington, are they really batting their eyes at the Big Ten? They really want to be in the Big Ten. That'd be great for them. If they were to leave the Pac-12, then all of a sudden, what do you have in the Pac-12? So, all of those things have to make you feel, as a Utah fan, a little unstable at this point. And I think that
If you do Utah fans trust John Canzano? Who's the other guy? Altimore.
Well, or
do they trust him? Tony Altimore,
or do they trust their ADs and presidents who keep saying we're unified when everything appears to look like they aren't?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
Who do you trust in all that discussion? I don't know.
Yeah.
And again, it's your perspective. If you're a BYU fan, you're like, yeah, they're in trouble. If you're a Utah fan, oh, I trust my AD. I trust my president. I trust our commissioner. But until something gets done, until it's solidified, you just don't know.
Yeah. Look, to me, it's pretty obvious. I don't want to sit here and just like dog on the Pac-12. But I think there are arguments to be made about probably there are anxiety-ridden athletic directors right now in football programs in the ACC because of a number of reasons. There are people that are like, wow, we're getting passed up because we have a grant of rights media deal to the mid-2030s, and we're going to get passed up really quickly, 40, 50, 60 million, where it's going to be difficult to compete. Well, welcome to BYU's world over the last freaking 13 years.
Yeah.
Right? Running on a third of the budget that you had, half of the budget you had, some of these.
And speaking of the ACC and some of the things that are going on, it was announced today that Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick is going to step down in 2024.
Dude, like I've said, that
opens things up.
A lot of movement going on,
yeah,
because people are wanting change, and the old guard is going to be replaced because there's so much movement in college athletics, college football.
And the next AD may be very much open to some sort of adjustment to Notre Dame's status as a football independent. Maybe they join the Big Ten. Maybe they do something with the ACC in terms of scheduling. There's a lot of things that open up when you change at the top, when your leadership is different.
Yeah. Well, ACC, Big Ten, how about the former commissioner? Just, have you read through this at all? Have you studied what's been going on with that whole deal? I mean, Padilla's cleaning up a mess.
Yeah.
A mess. Okay. And so there's drama there. And so you look at that, you're like, wow, like you really botched that. He still got a deal done, and it was nice PR, but it's been bad PR since the deal was done, because everyone's looking at it with a fine-tooth comb, combing through it with a fine-tooth comb and looking at it with a magnifying glass, like, what the heck is going on? So there's a lot of stress there. The Big 12, just because they want to expand, it's like, I feel like the SEC is the most stable, obviously, because football is everything.
Big Ten's pretty stable, too.
No, they are stable, but there's drama. That's what I mean. Ten issue
drama.
Is the media deal that they essentially offered multiple, like, the same product to multiple entities in the same kickoff times. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be diluted. The initial number is going to be less because of that. Because certain entities, Fox, ESPN, this is an expansive deal, the Big Ten deal. Anyway, I don't want to get too far into it because ultimately the right answer is the Pac-12. They are going to get a deal done. I there's no doubt in my mind that the deal is going to be done. I just think the idea that they're like somehow not fifth in the Power Five structure, as far as unity is concerned, they're fifth in unity. They're fifth in disorganized. They are so disorganized right now and not aligned, even though verbally they say that they are. So that's my thoughts. That's my commentary on the matter. Chime in on that particular poll today. Would love to hear from you. But check out the most recent news from Stuart Mandel. Pac-12 schools agree to equal sharing of media rights revenue per source. What comes next? So the Pac-10, the 10 remaining teams, have agreed to equal sharing of media rights revenue with performance-based distribution of college football revenue as part of the new grant of rights deal. The schools are not expected to sign the grant of rights until the conference finalizes its next media rights deal, which will take effect in 2024 after USC and UCLA depart for the Big Ten. The anticipated timeline for finalizing that deal has been pushed back several times. Yeah, for like the last year. Most recently, with several conferences saying they expect to be done in late spring, early summer. John Canzano first reported the school's agreement on the grant of rights language. The TV negotiations, which Commissioner George Kliavkov first began last July, have been closely followed due to the possibility of one or more schools leaving for the Big 12. or the Big Ten for that matter, right? Lots of some smoke there. If the terms aren't deemed sufficient. The Athletic reported last week that Colorado, for one, has been in talks with the Big 12 for several months, with conference sources describing the school as the more receptive one to join the league than, even in comparison, Arizona, Arizona State, or Utah. However, Colorado AD Rick George reiterated in an interview that the school is waiting to see where the Pac-12's media rights deal lands and where our conference goes. Sources confirmed to The Athletic last month that ESPN remains involved in the Pac-12's discussions. The league has been expected for months to sell at least part of its rights to a streaming company like Amazon or Apple. Apple has been the one that has garnered the most buzz. But they want at least 50% linear, per Jim Williams, longtime media consultant. Why does this matter? Well, all that truly matters is whether the 10 members actually sign the grant of rights deal, right? Which won't happen until they approve and has yet to be unfinalized. The president of U of A stated that he had no knowledge of this yesterday. So, like, you can't believe anything anyone is saying regarding the Pac-12. If you're a university president, you can't believe what he's saying. You can't believe what the AD is saying. You can't even believe John Canzano, or right now, I don't think you can believe Stuart Mandel, because there are so many contradicting reports. And so once again, it speaks to the malalignment, the disunity, the lack of organization. That's what it speaks to. So you really can't trust any. So you have multiple media sources reporting it, and then a president going out in front of it like, I don't know anything about this. I'm not aware of it. On the Paul Feinbaum show, I think it was. So no major conference right now has unequal sharing of media rights revenue. This is of note. But the ACC recently announced a similar success incentives model in which a larger share of CFP and NCAA tournament revenue would go to schools participating. So meritocracy, look, that's, I don't know how many times I've said it, Darnell, on this show, and I've gotten raked over the coursework. Collegiate communism is going away. It's going away. Collegiate capitalism is here to stay. And it does to a certain extent, it undermines certain things. I mean, I think Title IX will still be in effect, and there's a lot to unpack with Title IX, but I do think that this is what happens. This is when communism, socialism fails, when everything's being partitioned and it's not a true meritocracy. People feel like they're not being treated fairly and they want to win. They want to compete. You can't change human nature. You can't change it. You're never going to change it. It's not going to happen. And I know you have a lot of takes on the matter, but this is why everyone's going into unequal sharing of media rights revenue. That's where we're going right
now. Merit-based.
Merit-based. It's all merit-based. I don't know if anyone's ever been on a team like a school project in which there's a guy or gal that doesn't do a lick and they got an A, and you're like, it's the same thing. Whatever anecdote you want to do, you've experienced it before. That's how they feel. It's not merit-based. We bring more value. You didn't bring enough value. Well, I showed up. You didn't do anything, though. I showed up, though. I'm a part of the team. Sorry, Darnell. Unequal revenue sharing. We're going to go to break. Let's talk about stats coming up next. Don't miss it. This is Cougar Sports.
According to my calculations.
Come on.
Let's talk about stats, baby. Let's talk
about you and me. Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Crittle, broadcasting live from our Les Schwab Tires studio. Stop in at any Les Schwab Tires location along the Wasatch Front. They're willing and ready to take care of you. They've been building up customers for 70 years now. Why do people choose Les Schwab? Because they trust their service and their values. So they believe in building those customers for life. If you need tires, you need rims, stop by any Les Schwab center along the Wasatch Front for that superior service and peace of mind. Mention ESPN 960 for discounts and that VIP service. All right, let's talk about stats. One of my favorite segments, getting into the numbers. Did you see that the Phil Steele Digital Magazine has been made available to the public? And as you know, Phil Steele is a man of metrics. He has created the College Football Bible. Let me give you a little nugget here first, okay? Let me give you a little nugget, okay? Before we get out to our guest. Our position group rankings. What's the best position group at BYU this year, do you think? Off the top here. What would you say?
Best position group, offensive line.
It is, yeah, per Phil Steele, number 28 in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, the last few years they've been in that, hovering around that top 20, top 10.
And considering what they lost, that's still pretty good.
Pretty good. I'm all about them stats. And so is Greenify Energy Savers, greenifyenergysavers.com. We got the owner of Greenify Energy Savers on the line. Right, a big BYU fan. In fact, he's my neighbor. I walk down the street and I see his address, and right next to his address, his number, there's a big Y insignia. Let's welcome in Wick Parker to the show. What's up, Wick?
What's up, neighbor? How you doing, Ben?
Doing good, man. All is well. It's a beautiful day out here in Cougar Country in Utah Valley. How's everything treating you over at Greenify Energy Savers?
Good, good. Hey, I got a list for today. We're going to talk about solar today, if that's all right.
Yeah, I would love to talk about solar. It's a great time for what? Solar, as the utility rates are climbing and getting way too high. The higher those utility rates go, right? Isn't solar the answer to lower those utility rates?
Absolutely. So, Ben, I got a list for you. The top six reasons to go solar with Greenify. You ready? Number one.
Yes, let's go, baby.
All right, man. First of all, just like you mentioned, utility rates are soaring. They continue to climb. Did you know that actually the higher the utility rates go, the better solar becomes economically? Number two, second reason, that Greenify's our price for solar has actually remained level. In these crazy times of inflation, you know, everything's gone up in price. I mean, $4.25 now a gallon for gas. Our prices for solar, if you'd called us a year and a half ago, actually the same as they are today. So our prices actually remain level. Number three, we offer the best service and equipment in the industry. We deal with panels, top-level panels that actually have warranties, product warranties, performance guarantees, 25 to 30 years. So it's top in the industry. Number four, it's a great time to go solar because the federal tax credit recently, a couple months ago, went from 26% to 30%. So, yes, the federal government wants to pay for 30% of your system by way of a tax credit. Two more. Number five, we offer really good financing and awesome cash discounts that we save you thousands of on your system. And finally, what makes Greenify unique in the solar industry is we actually provide a production guarantee. Now, what this means, Ben, if your system doesn't produce what it's supposed to, we will actually reimburse you for the production shortage. Because we realize, I mean, solar, it's a great investment, but it's a big investment. And so if your panels don't produce what they should, we'll actually make you whole and we'll reimburse you the difference. So that's six good reasons to go with Greenify for solar.
I love it. I want you to send that list over to me so I can put it up on my social media for all to peruse and check out. And I love that you really broke it down that way. And for those that are wanting to get a home efficiency energy audit, we would love for you to give them a call, set up an appointment for that, 801-948-4464. That's 801-948-4464. You'll talk to Wick. You'll talk to Aaron, his brother, big BYU fans. I always say I like to align myself with pro BYU companies, and they will take care of you. I promise. They have a unique solar offering, and they have that production guarantee. If your system doesn't produce what it's supposed to, you will be reimbursed for the production shortage, okay? So they're offering great financing. So if you're like, I don't know if I can afford it, awesome cash discounts. They're going to save you thousands of dollars. So hit them up. Give them a call. Let's lower those utility bills and get greenified at Greenify Energy Savers, greenifyenergysavers.com.
Ben, real quick, before you let me go, I got one awesome offer. If they call today or tomorrow, because I know you love offers, okay?
Yes.
So I thought about this.
Yes.
If they call today, the 8th, or tomorrow, the 9th of June, if you call or email us, we will actually, if we can get you a quote, we'll give you a free quote. In fact, it won't be free. We want to give you $100. So it'll be negative $100 for my company. It won't be free. It'll be a negative $100 for my company. But if you just call today or tomorrow or send us an email, we'll actually pay you $100 to actually get you a quote to see what solar can do for you. So give us a call again, 801-948-4464, or you can send us an email at info@greenifyenergysavers.com.
info@greenifyenergysavers.com. We're going to put that out there for all to peruse and consume. So if they call in the next 2 days, $100 is what you need. I'll reemphasize that because I want everyone to hear that. Give us the deal if they call today, 801-948-4464.
Yep, that's the deal. $100. They don't have to. It doesn't have to. The quote doesn't have to happen. If they just call the next 2 days to get it scheduled, we'll give them $100.
$100. That's it. I love it. That's a fantastic deal right there. Those are the incentives. Wick Parker taking care of our listeners so they can greenify their homes. Wick, we salute you. We appreciate you. We'll get everyone calling 801-948-4464. Thanks so much, Wick. We'll catch up with
you
soon.
Take care, Ben. All right,
yes, sir. Wick Parker, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back to some stats that Cougar fans definitely love. BYU's draft-eligible player ranks. Who do you think is most draftable on this next year's team? Darnell Dixon. Anyone that stands out to you? Who's the highest draft pick from this roster next year? Who do you think?
Well, I mean, are we talking about...
Who's the highest draft pick? Who's the most... like this last year's Blake Freeland, right? He was the most valuable per NFL. Coming in as a close second, Jaren Hall, Puka Nacua, behind him.
Yeah, I think Kingsley Suamataia is probably the guy that most people are talking about.
Listed as a first-round draft pick from Phil Steele, fourth best offensive tackle in next year's class per Phil Steele.
And you would assume that if Kingsley has the kind of year that he's capable of, that he'll do that.
Yes.
Because he'll get evaluated, he'll get some idea of where they think he might go, and if that's a hot property, he'll definitely take it. I know, according to Phil Steele, there are some other guys that he's looking at. Probably the highest would be Ben Bywater, inside linebacker.
As far as the ranking within his position group?
Yes.
So... What is he ranked in his particular position group?
10th.
Well, Kingsley's 4th, but...
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, this is draft eligible right now. Because we don't know if... I mean, at this
Kingsley's
point...
Kingsley's draft eligible.
He'll be draft
year.
Eligible next year. He's not now because he's only been out 1 year, right? Or maybe it's 2 years he's been out because did he have a redshirt?
Well, yeah, he redshirted, okay, yeah. So he could have come out after this year.
Yeah, but this is according to Phil Steele looking at the numbers. And he has Ben Bywater at 10th for inside linebacker, Max Tooley... 29th at outside linebacker, right?
Yeah.
AJ Vaughn Chapong, 54th, and Tyler Batty at defensive end, 64th. So those are a few guys, but I think anybody who looks at this team would realize that Kingsley is the guy right now with the most draft potential.
No doubt about it. Offensively, though, Keaton Slovis coming in at 31st amongst quarterbacks. This is per Phil Steele. Aiden Robbins, 28th. In the running back room, Isaac Reich, 17th. Mason Wake, number 3 amongst fullbacks. Connor Pay, 33rd amongst centers. Ian Fitzgerald coming in on that list, 63rd amongst offensive tackles. You may see Ian Fitzgerald moving into the guard line. Moving inside, not on the outside. We'll see what happens. BYU is going to add another tackle. So it's going to probably be announced soon. So we'll go to break. That's Let's Talk About Stats, brought to you by Greenify Energy Savers. GreenifyEnergySavers.com. Email them today. Info@greenifyenergy.com. I have to get clarification on that. Greenify Energy. And we'll call them to get $100. $100. If you call today or tomorrow to get a quote on solar, they're going to pay you $100. 801-948-4464. That's 801-948-4464. I take care of my listeners. If you're looking at solar, if you want to get a quote, they're going to pay you $100 to give you a quote. 801-948-4464. We'll welcome Jay Drew coming up next for a Cougar beat. Talking some Cougar football. Get his thoughts on the hire of Ryan Phyllis, the new director of strength and conditioning at Brigham Young University. This is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.